Well, hi everybody. It's January 6th, the Feast of the Three Kings, so happy feast day. I'm hoping that you'll, I know you'll be able to hear this tape all right because it's on my own recorder. I'm not sure that I'll make all four tracks because I know you're probably getting a little anxious to hear. I have a feeling that today is probably the day you will have received the tape telling you about my accident, and I'm certain that you're probably, as much as I assure you, you're probably still a little concerned, and we'll feel better when I make another tape and tell you again that everything is all right. Now, let me see. I hope that you heard the other tape okay. As I said, it wasn't on my recorder, and I didn't know too much about that recorder. It was some friend of Chief Mulder's that let me take it, and I was very grateful for that. Now, where can I begin to tell you what's up? The doctor said I'd go home today, and I can stay home for about a week, and I can probably come back to work next Monday. Well, actually, Friday I'm going in to be checked by him, but then I'm sure that I can, I'll be all right. Of course, coming home on hospital day isn't the best day to, coming home day isn't the best to tell you the truth, because, you know, you're tired and the excitement of leaving and everything. So if I do sound a little bit tired, it's because, just because I've come home and all. And I'll tell you, I'm in good condition, and there's nothing to worry about. My arm is still a little bit sore, that right shoulder, you know. But I have much, much better movement than I had earlier in the week. I can touch the top of my head and things like that. I just have to keep exercising and everything. Probably what happened is there's a little bit of blood in the joint. And my black eye, I still have a beautiful shiner, I might add, but it's clearing up nicely, and the white part of my eye has cleared up quite well. Everyone's, in fact, very surprised. And the cuts and bruises I've had are clearing, and they took the sutures out Saturday out of my face. And I don't even know if you'll ever be able to know where I had the sutures taken. So, all in all, I've made very good progress, and the doctor and everybody else is pleased with it. And I'm just waiting a week off, you know. Too bad I couldn't go someplace. But on sick leave, I don't think I'd better try. But I feel okay. Some of the things I know you'll want to know a little bit about, as far as the condition or anything else concerned. At first, they thought I might possibly have a contused kidney because I had some red blood cells in my urine. But it cleared up within 24 hours. They did X-ray studies, an IV pyelogram on me to make sure that my kidney was all right. I didn't have any gross blood or anything like that. It only showed up under the microscope. And the IV, the X-ray showed up absolutely negative. And they took, I think I told you the first day that I came in, they took X-rays of my skull and my shoulder and my chest and all over. And everything turned out negative. And the only thing now that I have, I told them I had a cold when I went in there, and I've still got it. I don't know what kind of hospital it is, but I just told them that my shoulder is still a little bit sore. And they thought that because I didn't might have had a, I did have a slight contusion of the kidney, that I had some blood back there, and because that's what was causing the black and blue marks on my back, which are just about gone now. And I had what they call an ileus. That is, your bowels, you can become constipated because your bowels aren't moving as well as they could be. But prune juice cleared that for me, and I tell you, I'm fine. So I was just, when I started to complain and get cross, they knew that it was time to send me home. So this morning I finally said, I got to get out of here, you know, I had it. Because people are really kind of stupid. They come in and they ask you crazy questions. Someone wanted to know if I objected, if somebody scavenged my car for spare parts. And I looked at him, I said, look, get in touch with the insurance agent. I have nothing to do with that anymore. That car is theirs. Because they have declared a total loss. Now, I know you're kind of interested in the legal aspects of it or what the situation will be. The insurance company will take, since I have a $100 deductible, will take care of my car entirely, deducting the $100, unless they collect it from the government, which I doubt, because they don't ordinarily sue the government. But the accident is not charged to me. I was in no way responsible for it, and it was definitely negligence on the part of the little man who was the gatekeeper. But this is kind of a problem along this line. Apparently, this little gatekeeper is employed by the base to put up the chain and turn on the light when the train is coming. Now, in Spain, the Spanish government, who owns the trains, assumes absolutely no responsibility for any damage done by a train. As I told you, this isn't our country, you know. So, this little gate man works for the Americans, and it depended upon whether or not, if he worked for the Spanish government or the Spanish people, I could sue him. But since he works for the Americans and since I am in the armed forces, I may not sue the United States government. My dependents can. Now, whether or not Jack, having the power of attorney, will feel that this is the thing to do or not, I don't know. I'm sure he can't get anything from the little guy because I don't think he gets more than $20 a month if he gets that. So, as I said, if they only would do something about the situation, I would be put up lights or something, some kind of barriers. I would be grateful so that somebody else doesn't get hit. But anyhow, my car will be taken care of, and I've pretty much made up my mind to buy a Volkswagen. I didn't want to, but lots of other people have them, so I guess that maybe I can manage to drive it and for the next 356 days back and forth to work without too much trouble. I'm very happy that I can do this. I'll take the money from the bank and or get the money. Yeah, I guess that's how I'll have to do it. And make arrangements to buy it because you can't own more than one car in Spain. And legally, I'm still the owner of this car, so I have to turn it over to the insurance company. You know, red tape. But the fellow at the legal office told me not to worry about it, to go ahead and to fill out, to go ahead and make arrangements to buy a car, which is what I'm going to do. And then I'll either bring it home with me and sell it back in the States, or sell it before I leave. I guess it's $1,300 to buy a new car, new Volk, something like that. But anyhow, there are enough people around to help me do that, so that I'm not really too concerned on that score. Now, let's see, what else? Oh, I told you about the suing part. And the legal officer has been very, very nice to me. He came over to see me twice. The first time he came over, I told you, I think I had asked in the emergency room to get him because I didn't want to talk to anybody until I talked to him. And he told me I was not responsible. And then he came over to help me fill out my insurance papers. His wife is a nurse and his daughter's a nurse. And he's a very nice person. He's from Oklahoma, he's a Catholic. And he told me not to worry. They would take care of everything, and he has. He's been very good about it. He's the one that told me that he would look over the investigative claim, or the investigation, which is not completed as yet. And if he thought I had grounds for suit, that is, if this little man didn't work for the Americans, then I could sue. But I told him that maybe Jack would get in touch with him because Jack will know more about this. Actually, the money isn't so, I'm not interested in the money. But I am interested in something being done, and if I thought it would make it unpleasant enough for them to do something about the situation, then I wouldn't mind doing it. But this is Spain. They call the Spanish people, and it's a joke, you know, but the Spanish people call the train El Carnicero, or El Carnicero, which means the butcher, because it's killed so many people. Killed two children in Rota last month. You know, no, it looks like it's going very slowly, and you think you can beat it to the crossing, and then you can't. I guess that's what happens. But it's just this business of putting up a chain, you know, it's ridiculous. And no lights or anything like that. And then, of course, the chain wasn't up. But as far as this negligence is concerned, in his part, the little guard denied ever having seen an accident. And I said, well, that's the way they'll do things. They'll just say it just never happened. And in their own mind, it never has. And it would be nice maybe if we could do that too. But of course, the legal officer said, well, he can't do that because your car is there as proof. And while I had everything retrieved from my car, I went over today to take a look at it, and boy, it was a miracle. Nobody will ever convince me.